All right, and we're here with Jonas from Office Labs. And tell me a little bit about Office Labs for people that don't know about it.
So Office Labs is a part of Office, and we want to experiment with a lot of new ideas, try a lot of different concepts. And some of those concepts resonate with our customers, and some don't. Mm-hmm. So we want to see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah. And so today we're going to see Ribbon Hero.
Yep, that's right. So that's one of the concepts we've been working on for the last year. It's about, like, making it more fun for people to learn more about the Office suite.
Yeah. Leveling people up, getting their skills up without them thinking that they're reading a dummy's book or something.
Yeah. So we know a lot of people want to know more about the Office suite and want to use more of the functionality, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's not always fun to read all the help docs.
Yeah.
So this is about a fun way for you to explore more of the application.
So this lets you build achievements within Office and to share those with your friends through
That's
Facebook.
Right. Yeah.
And what applications does it work with in Office?
So currently we're working for Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, 2007 and 2010, the beta version of 2010.
And how did this idea start? When was this?
The idea came from this notion of, we know that people want to use more of Office,
but
we want to make it more fun as well. Mm-hmm. So like games and productivity is a big area right now, it seems like. So that's something we wanted to explore, work with.
And you've got some old mock-ups here from what used to be.
Yeah.
And tell us about these.
Yeah. So when we started out with this project, we went over to the Xbox team and talked to them mm-hmm. about like how to develop games and like mm-hmm. how to make it more fun. So the recommendation they had was try a bunch of different ideas and put them in front of people and see the reaction. If they seem to enjoy it, think it's fun, mm-hmm. then you have a winner. Otherwise, you don't. So we tried a bunch of different ideas, and these are some of them. Just early prototypes of things we did, different aspects, different things we could show in the user interface. And when we showed this to people, we tried to see the reaction. What kind of things did they like to see?
Yeah.
What motivated them? What caused them to want to get a higher score and engage with the product, and what didn't work.
Yeah.
So since this was just on paper and post-it notes, we were able to quickly like replace the UI, try something else, mm-hmm. and work out a user interface and functionality that we felt worked.
And how long did it take you to develop this?
So we started about a year ago. For about 2 months, we went with this paper prototype and didn't have a lot of code, didn't have a code at all, actually. And basically asked people to use Word in a way we wanted them to use Word in the application itself. And then we basically showed them, currently have 2 points, now we have 4 points. Mm-hmm. So after 2 months of doing that, we started doing videos instead, like putting some of the concept we come up with into videos and sending them around Microsoft for feedback, sending them over to the Xbox team, sending them over to user education and see what worked. Mm-hmm. And based on that, we got a ton of feedback as well. So for the last maybe 8 months, we have had working code that we sent out. So usually we, last 8 months, maybe we've been doing one release per month.
Yeah.
And rating our feedback.
This was developed in-house?
Yeah, this was developed by Office Labs.
And what was it written in?
So we did it in C#. The user interface is WPF.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't wait to take a look at it here. Let's see what we've got.
Yeah. So this is Ribbon Hero. I just installed Ribbon Hero. I downloaded it from officelabs.com/ribbonhero.
And you see it as a toolbar here in Word.
Yeah, it's a toolbar. It's an add-in. It's an add-in for the 3D applications. And what we'll do, it basically has two different modes. It will both monitor what you're doing in the background to try to get an understanding of what kind of functionality you're using.
Yeah.
So currently you see that I have 10 points. That's because I've been using some of the functionality in Word. And as I'm using more of a functionality, you see that my points go up. Currently, I have 12. As I use some of the more functionalities here, title, I put a title here. I change this style to header. My points go up. Now I have 18 points. So in the background, we're monitoring what features you're using. And based on that, we can give you recommendations of what makes sense for you to learn.
Yeah, and so, is this score kept across all the different applications, or do you have a score for Word and a score for Excel?
So you have one score for Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, three different scores for mm-hmm. those three applications, and you also have an overall score.
And how do I share this and with my bragging rights with my friends yeah. so that they know that I have a much higher score than they do?
So what you will need to do is you need to open up a dialogue. Let me show you that. Let me open up a dialogue. So based on your usage now, we know what kind of functionality you've been using, mm-hmm. and we give you a recommendation. And up here in the corner, I already signed in using my Facebook account. And what we will do is we will show you all your friends that are also playing Ribbon Hero, and we will show you those people's score. Mm-hmm. So here I can compare myself to some of my friends, my boss, my colleagues, other friends, and yeah. see who's doing best in one of the applications that I'm interested in. And also this can be used as like a way to get recommendations. If my manager is always using really nice, cool features in Word and always producing a lot of nice functionality, I can see what kind of functionality he's using and mm-hmm. I'm not. And based on that, I can also see where I should improve.
Where you need to level up.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what's the highest score that you can get?
The highest score in Word you see right here is 420.
Okay.
In the three other two applications, it's around 300, I think. The max score for all three apps is just above 1,000.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about this UI here. What are we looking at here?
So here I'm seeing my Word achievements, how I'm doing in Word. And currently I have 18 points. I can see how these points break down into different categories, working with text, page design and layout, and getting artistic. So I can see that I have some points in these areas, and I can like choose one area where I want to improve.
So there's challenges for each of those.
Yeah, so I can get recommendation based on what I want to get better at.
Yeah.
And let me try to... So if I find something that I'm interested in and want to get better in, I need to find this one here. Which one did I do pictures? Oh, I already done this. Okay, so let me... I can also expand this to see all the challenges we have in one category. Mm-hmm. And let me take a look at this one, Smart Arts. That might be something that I've heard about or want to get better at. So let me play that challenge and show you what happens there. Let me expand this dialogue. So I'm now put into a document where I'm asked to do a smart art, insert smart art, that looks like this. And over to the right here, I see there's three different steps.
Copy and paste is not one of the
copy
options.
And paste doesn't work for this one. We try to force you to use some of the new functionality in the ribbon. So copy and paste was something we had to turn off, of course. So what I need to do, if I don't know what to do, I can always ask for a hint. It says, click smart arts on the insert tab. And I can also see an image on what to do. So if I switch to insert tab, I get an indication that I'm close. Mm-hmm. And then I can insert smart art here. I think it's this one. And I get an indication that I completed the first step out of three. So in order to do this quickly, I'm just going to run through this. Next thing I need to do is to switch the color. And there's one more change. I need to apply some 3D style. This is this one. So after completing those three steps, I get this dialogue showing me that I completed the challenge. I see that I have one star out of two. Yeah. It asks me, can you do this without any hints? So if I wanted to do it again without any hints and to get the perfect result.
Then you can get the second star.
Yeah, then nice. I can get the second star.
Where do people go to get started with this? Where should they go if they want to install this today?
So they should go up to officelabs.com/ribbonhero mm-hmm. and install it from there.
And you talked earlier when we were talking off camera about how much you've learned from the feedback that you get from people.
Yeah.
If people have feedback on this, where should they go to leave that feedback for you?
So on the website, officelabs.com/ribbonhero, there's a discussion forum, and that's where we want people to put their feedback, and we'll be monitoring that and capturing.
And you'll continue to make updates to this?
Yeah,
and...
yeah.
Great.
So currently we've been doing one update per month for mm-hmm. the last couple of months, and I guess when we go external now it's going to be less frequent, but we'll keep working on this.
Great. Can't wait to try it. Well, thanks so much for showing us
this. Yeah, thank you. Thanks.